Papers now. Liam McGuinn is joining us here on set. He's not starting with the harder news of the day today. He's starting with this excitement in North America ahead of today's historic solar eclipse. Leo, what have you found in the American press?
Yeah, a real sense of excitement in North America. I'll start by showing you the Washington Post. They explain that for a lucky 30 million people who live along the so-called totality path, which I can show you here, it stretches from Mazatlan in Mexico to Newfoundland in Canada, and those 30 million will see the perfect solar eclipse. The further away from the path, the more partial the eclipse will be. Let me try and illustrate what you'll actually see. This, again, is a video from the Washington Post. So this is if you're along the totality line, you'll see that total eclipse. But if, for example, you're in Washington, D.C., you'll see a partial one such as this. So that's about 87%. This piece explains that depending where you live, the eclipse will last a different amount of time. If you were to live in Torreon in Mexico, for example, the eclipse would last for a whopping 4 minutes and 28 seconds. If you're in North America and you're not sure how to prepare, don't worry, the New York Times have you covered. They have this article this morning, "What should I wear in an eclipse?" apart from protective glasses, scientists suggest that you should wear green or red. When the light changes very quickly, like during the eclipse, the reds get darker and green gets brighter, so wearing those colours can have a fun effect. New York Times also notes that if you don't have glasses to watch the event, don't panic, you can use household objects, anything with holes, including a straw hat, a strainer, even a cheese grater.
I love the guide, very nicely. I remember seeing a solar eclipse myself, in fact, living in the UK. We all went outside the office, and the bizarre thing was all the streetlights came on at like 11 o'clock in the morning. It's very strange. Anyway, from a solar marvel to an incredible feat of human endurance, this is the first person to run the entire length of Africa. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, it's been all over social media. It's made the front pages of a couple of UK papers this morning. That's The Times, and this is The Guardian, and that's Russ Cook on the front page, otherwise known as Hardest Geezer, who completed his incredible journey yesterday, crossing the finish line and becoming the first person to run the entire length of Africa. Over 352 days, he ran 386 marathons. It was over 16,000 kilometres, and along the way, he raised over £700,000 from the southernmost tip of South Africa to the northernmost tip of Tunisia. You can see the map in the Daily Mail there. It was for what he called Project Africa. He overcame many obstacles along the way. Him and his support team were robbed in Angola of their passports and camera equipment on day 50. He suffered severe food poisoning and back problems, but he soldiered on. Yesterday, he was joined by supporters from all over the world for his last leg. That's his post on X there of him crossing the finish line. Interviewed at the finish line, he said he felt he was pretty tired, which I think is a fair enough assessment.
Pretty tired. It's very impressive. I hadn't thought about the fact that, of course, he has to go all the way around the west as well. Otherwise, presumably, he can't run across the middle of the Sahara Desert. Anyway, let's go to Russia for our last story. This is a certain type of music has been banned. What is this about, Leo?
Yeah, well, this, as you can see in the Moscow Times this morning, Chechnya has banned music that is too fast or too slow. All music should now correspond to a tempo of between 80 and 116 beats per minute. It comes over fears of Western music polluting Chechen culture. The ban was announced following a meeting between the Republic's ministry and local and regional artists. But artists are said to be given until the 1st of June to put that into place. Otherwise, their music won't be able to be paid into public if it isn't reworked to fit that criteria. The new standard of music means that modern music, a lot of modern such pop music, won't fit in and won't be able to be played. But also faster, also slower music such as samba and the waltz, as well as bizarrely the Russian national anthem, which is 76 beats per minute. The bad news for you, Stuart, is that rave and techno music will be banned as well. So if you're planning a holiday to Chechnya, if we were going to go to Chechnya together on our lads' holidays, as we often do...
To Chechnya.
If we were going to run to Chechnya, we wouldn't be able to go to one of the raves as we like to. So we'll have to rework our summer plans, I guess.
I know, we're going to have to work it all out again now. It's really not good. Thank you for spoiling my entire...
Sorry.
My entire week, Leo. Leo, we're good with the famous summing it up for us here on France 24.